Star 106.3, it's 8:09 with Lakey and Lance. Thanks to Community Training Australia. Catch those guys at 266 Ross River Road. The last break that we did on Friday was about 8:56. We caught the breaking news coming through of the attacks in Nice, which would have been Thursday afternoon / evening Bastille Day.
Yes.
France time, Friday morning our time. And I guess all weekend it's been all over the news, all over the media.
Oh, shocking. It 84 dead, 200 injured. There's been arrests made over the weekend in relation to text sent prior to the event on regards to the supply of firearms and other involvement. So they've got about 200 investigators urgently working on this case. It's just a shocking turn of events.
Yeah. The thing with these sorts of stories is, obviously, everyone wants to be informed about it, and every news channel is competing for that coverage. Mm. So you just hear so much stuff. It's like information overload. And a lot of the stuff, sometimes, it's really misconstrued or taken out of context, or sometimes, you know, just straight out, as sad as it sounds, to just make up the story. I've heard so much stuff
sensationalized
over the weekend. He was a terrorist. He wasn't a terrorist. You know, he was mentally ill. He did it because of this. So-and-so have claimed responsibility. No, they haven't. So many issues or whatever. So we thought, instead of just, you know, fluffing around and presenting all these facts that we've heard just from other media outlets, we'll get someone who's on the ground over there. Amelie this morning, she's joined us. Thanks, Amelie. I know it's late over in France at the moment, Sunday evening, but I guess in the cooling off period, this last 48 to 72 hours, just sort of talk us through what the vibe is and how you're feeling over there in Nice right now.
So yesterday I was in the city and everything was normal, like nothing happened. There are a lot of people on the street, it was sunny and everything was normal. But Friday it was very calm. Like normally there are a lot of people on the street and a lot of people just talking, but Friday morning, it was very calm. Nobody, not a lot of people on the street. The restaurant and the store were open, but it was very calm. But this weekend, it was like a normal weekend.
How is everyone feeling? Is it sadness, anger? Is everyone coming together? Is there a divide?
Yes, I don't go to the beach to see, but I saw on the TV and the news that a lot of people are near the beach with solidarity. Sorry for my bad English. and there are a lot of people. They put a lot of flowers.
Flowers and
candles. Messages and the beach was closed for a few days, but I think tomorrow it will be open. A lot of people don't understand what happened, why this happened, and all of the people think it's not it happened everywhere, but when it's closed like this, we can't understand why it happened.
No one can make any sense of it. Just an absolutely tragic turn of events.
Is anyone blaming anyone, Amelie? In the media in Australia, we read that you know, France might be close to the, you know, right-wing French people and Muslims maybe having conflict together, or that this is the third terrorist attack in France in a year, or is everyone still very close over there?
Everyone is very close over there. Muslim, French, everybody is very close. Muslim, they don't understand what is it, why somebody like this is capable of doing these things. Yeah. So we are very close. We just don't understand why. With this event, we still go outside, we still live our normal life.
So. Yeah. Amelie, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's late over there in France now, but
no, it's no problem. You're welcome. Sorry for my bad English.
We really appreciate your insights. Stay strong all together over there, and we're thinking of you all the way from Australia. Our thoughts are with you all.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. I guess a positive to take out of it is that, you know, I've read a lot that France is, I'm under the impression that they're all turning on each other over there, and there's a lot of religious tension, a lot of ethnical tension, which doesn't seem to be the case as far as what Emily's saying.
No, well, I think, you know, sometimes when you're hearing all that stuff, it's so overwhelming from over here, and it's just nice to get an insider's perspective on it. Our thoughts are with them.
Yeah, for sure. 8:15 with Lakey and Lance. I want to open up the phone lines next. Would you date someone with the same name as your parents? What are your parents? Bruce and...
Gail.
Bruce, would you do it?
Couldn't do it.
It is a bit weird, isn't it?
I think Bruce is just a weird name in general.
We'll chat about it next. 1300 00 1063.